Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers. It's a crash course for the Ravers. Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Going
probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford. My damn music bed was asleep. A crash course for the Reavers show. Here we are, and we have Girl on Top with us, who we're just listening to, actually. Let me give it, before I introduce those guys, I'll give you a rundown of today, what we've heard today. It is a crash course for the Reavers. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Started off with Death Valley Girls, I'm a Man Too. 13th Floor Elevators, couple of great ones from them there. Velvet Underground, The Clash, Smiths, Gang War, Johnny Thunders with Let Go, New York Dolls. David Johansen was doing Oh Death. And we had Stooges Open Up and Bleed. That was live at Michigan Palace. 1973, Sick of You, that one was from the motion picture soundtrack, Gimme Danger, but I think it's early aborted outtake from Raw Power. I'm Sick of You, and then we heard I Need Somebody, Raw Power, and Girl on Top, Money, and I have them sitting right in front of me. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Girl on Top. We got Karen, Dave, Mike, Nick.
What's going on?
Jimmy James is here, too.
I'm hanging
out. You're not on Girl. You're not in the band, Jimmy.
No, I'm not.
Even though he wants to be filmed with him.
I just want to be in the band.
Cool. Hey, thanks for having us down, Brian.
Right on. Put that mic right up to Karen, Jimmy. There you go. So what's going on, man?
Well, you do know you're
You guys have never been on the show, have you?
No, I haven't.
And we're like good friends.
Yes.
What's up, David? Yeah, that mic's live.
No,
talk right into it.
Huh?
Not yours, Mickey's.
Mickey who? Oh, Mikey D. You've been on the Mikey D show. On the town with Mikey D show. Well, how long ago was that?
Oh, that was here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they've been doing that show here for years. Mikey D passed away, but it's still... That's where I started. I was on that show.
This place here?
Yeah. Yes. WMFO.
I don't remember it. It looked like this.
It's behind this wall, right?
It's a great show. It's actually that's on Wednesdays 9 to midnight.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
So, it must have been a long time ago. It was a long time ago. When did you guys first form?
Well, I mean, this band's been together since 1988. So, a long time
ago. Yeah. I was like just graduated in high school. That's awesome. Well, I wish I started a band then myself, actually, you know.
And then Dave, when did you join, Dave?
94. Tell the story.
Yeah, you get a story.
You get a story. Join the band.
All right, what story? Okay, what story? So Dave came to me for voice lessons.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And I heard him play.
So you were a voice. You were a voice instructor.
Yes, I still am. Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, I teach. You didn't know I'm a teacher?
No, I didn't know that. I know. I knew you were always busy with something, but I don't know what you're doing.
Okay,
I
teach voice in every instrument.
That's awesome.
And I'm certified by a world famous voice teacher.
And you probably have told me, but it's known. My memory is the worst. So sorry if I forgot. You'll eventually drill it into me. So you're a music teacher.
Yeah. So he came, and I heard him play guitar. I'm like, oh my God, this guy's incredible. So. Then I was in a band with Jack Rutu from Lou Miami and the Cosmetics.
Right.
Yeah.
And
nice.
He was in my band for 13 years, Jack Rutu.
Okay.
So then Dave came in as a bass player, and then Jack died.
Oh, I'm sorry
so
about
Lou.
That. Yeah,
and,
I'm not too familiar with those guys. Yeah. Jimmy seems to know who they are, though.
We used to play Bun Ratty's in that circuit with those guys.
Yeah, Lou was my best friend, and it's really
sad. Lou was pretty
sick.
Wild.
Well, yeah, he was.
I'm very sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Maybe we have some of that stuff in the system, huh? Did you record anything with them?
Which Painted Black.
Lucifer Miami.
Oh, was it? Wait, not Painted Black. What was it called? Yeah, he called himself Lucifer Miami.
Play With Fire.
Play With Fire.
Boston
we did that
Gets
in my
Stoned.
Studio on an 8-track, and I'm
the
on there.
The song was called Play With Fire?
It was on Boston Gets Stoned or something.
Let me see if that's in
sure,
here. Just
awesome.
It was
cover of Stone.
I'm on it. I played guitar.
It was
and
cover of Stones.
Did some backups.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured that. So it's Play
my
With Fire,
band.
The Stones.
Yeah.
He's
the Stones
he's
song.
Genius.
That was my band
was
back then.
I gotta look for this.
Yeah. Oh, it's unbelievable.
I just need to look.
You know, you go to like Deli King outside of Bun Ratty's at like 3 in the morning, you'd see Lou in full like semi-drag makeup.
Yeah.
And
yeah
getting his,
some,
getting his order, you know, 3 o'clock. It was great.
Yeah, I love Lou.
Do you know I have so many versions of that? What would it be under?
Yeah. It was Boston Gets Stoned. And
Jimmy Miller.
Oh, Jimmy Miller produced.
The Jimmy Miller produced.
Well, he didn't produce the songs, but he produced the songs.
Jimmy Miller? Really?
Yes. Jimmy Miller was in hanging out with the Count, Joe Viglione.
And Jimmy Miller.
And so I used to see him at the channel all the time.
No kidding.
Jimmy Miller spent a weekend at my house.
Oh, really?
I know. Wow. Yeah, you got Jimmy Miller
we
stories,
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
No way.
Yeah, him and his two kids.
And Jimmy's great, too. Joe Viglione is awesome.
The greatest producer to ever walk the earth.
He's a good friend of mine.
I'm looking. He's my favorite. I have so many versions of this, but I don't think that one. Who do you think it would say for artist? Do you guys know?
Lou Miami,
yeah. No. Well,
no, it was us, our band.
I see some other versions I really want to hear later, but...
I'll have to send it to you. I don't think I have it on mine either.
Yeah, let's get that in the system. You have that somewhere, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, so after that, what happened?
Okay, so then Dave joined, and we started really rocking them, which I like better anyway. And then,
what were you doing before that? I mean, what type of music?
I mean, it was rock, but it was... I mean, now we're like getting closer to like
yeah,
Black
I'd say
Sabbath.
You're hard rock though.
Yeah, cool. I like the harder stuff.
It's definitely cool.
And then we have Mike to follow.
Oh no, you're
Nick
leaving
Service.
Something out.
Oh, what am I leaving out?
The kind of.
This is Nick reminding her, by the way.
You kind of married Davey.
Oh, that's true, but we don't have to talk about that.
Well, you're still married, right?
Yeah.
That's great.
Almost 20 years.
Yeah, you guys are like one of the best rock and roll couples in town,
thank
right?
Thank you.
Karen and Dave.
Yeah, and then this is Nick Zervis and Mike to follow, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it.
And you guys, which one plays drums?
I do.
Nick plays drums. Yeah. What do you play, Mike? Bass, I'm thinking.
Yes.
Yeah. So fantastic. And so, I mean, you guys got big. You've recorded how many albums now? When was the first
Probably
one you recorded?
Five or six.
Five or six?
Yeah.
With this
lineup? You need to get them all to me. I only have the two.
Well, I've got like four in the works.
You always give me the two same ones. You got four in the works?
I gave you
Is
all the
you?
On the online. I emailed all of you.
Oh, I'm old school. I need the CD. I'm
oh, like, really? Okay.
She's stalling him.
How about cassettes? One's on cassette.
I could play cassettes. I can't put it in the system by cassette.
Well, actually, I could probably make a CD.
Give him another hour and eat the new one.
Okay, now we got two conversations going on. What's Dave talking about?
Doesn't AC/DC do that too?
He's talking about she pulled the old Led Zeppelin trick on you. She's got four. She sent you two, and then she keeps sending you the same two.
With hits, know, mixed with, hits. They were off the other ones.
Yeah.
The Zeppelin trick.
I don't know, man.
Everyone's done that.
AC/DC.
Well, whatever you send to me, I always like it.
Oh, thank you.
I always love it.
It was great to meet you, and you are my favorite DJ in Boston.
Well,
you're the coolest. Maybe the whole world.
You didn't just meet me today.
No, what happened? You came to our gig, right?
It was actually our friend Schmel. Schmel Herbehind was...
What?
He asked me...
Who's that?
Al. You know Al. Cal Cali's guitarist.
Oh, okay. So he introduced us. Oh, that's right. You came to my house.
I was playing you guys. I was playing you guys on the air.
Wow.
Schmel Herbehind, that's his moniker, on Facebook. He called in and he said, hey, Karen and Dave are having this party this afternoon. You want to go? So I figured
he was invited
and was allowed to invite people, so I went.
Now you got me thinking of some acronym jokes going on.
Well, that's what it's all about, I think, the Schmel Herbehind, right?
Yeah, you're a super nice guy.
Is that his cousin?
What's the best is when I say, Siri, call Schmel Herbehind, and she just goes, calling Schmel Herbehind, you know.
Really? That's cute.
Siri. What is that noise? Street sweeper?
Yeah. Yep. Dump truck?
Big trucks, big construction.
Either
going
a street sweeper or
they're building the bridge.
Either a street sweeper or the lousiest phone alert.
Street sweeper. Say that 10 times fast.
It's a tough one. Why don't we get
street
to another
sweeper,
song?
Street sweeper.
We can play anything from Live For It. Is this a live album? Live For It?
Oh, sure. Did you want to do that one or do you want to do Corporate War Junkies?
It was produced by Spinter.
I will do that.
Okay.
Then I have, the other army. Army Nation.
Those are my political songs.
We heard money from that. Let's hear Corporate War Junkies.
Cool.
Huh? Yeah. All right. Hey, if you got a question for Girl on Top, I got them right here. 855-915-9636. It's 91.5 WMFO Corporate War Junkies.
That's weird.
Bombs blasting, pain.
There's music going on you guys can't hear. Mike can hear it. He's a good boy wearing his headphones. And Nick is, too. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And you guys have your own volume there, too. You can control. Right. We're sitting here with Girl on Top. That was a couple from them. From Army Nation, Corporate War Junkies, and then for Live For It, Sun Is Shining. So what's up, guys?
Having a great time here with you.
You get so you said you're like in the process of recording a bunch of stuff, or?
Oh yeah, I'm actually working with John Fannin from New England as well.
Oh no kidding.
Do you know him?
I don't, but I saw Hirsch Gardner at some show the other night.
Yeah. But John's awesome.
Yeah, okay.
So we're gonna play a song that he's doing with us at the end.
Cool.
But he's very cool. I got introduced to him by a bass player we had, and then so.
Is it a Girl on Top thing?
I guess I don't know what to call
it.
Is he
like a guest Dave's singer with it. Your band or?
No, we just met, and then.
Is he singing on it or?
I mean, he does some backup stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just that my song.
Was he the singer from Fleet from New England?
Yeah, he's just an awesome producer, super nice guy.
Okay.
And he's I just got to know him, and I've been working with him for like 10 years, it seems.
Oh, no kidding. You'll have to introduce me to him.
So we have like 3 CDs going.
That's awesome. Really?
So I have a bunch of songs here and there. So
why 3 and why not all on one? Are they totally different ideas or what?
Yeah, they're all... I mean, I actually have the covers already done, believe it or
not.
But we just keep ending up doing newer, different songs.
Right.
Like, I'll say, oh, how about this song?
Interesting.
So we never like finish them, so...
They'll get there.
Can you send Brian the cover without the CD?
Sure, I can send probably both.
That's what you're gonna get anyway.
I have lots
send
of
me
songs.
Anything.
I've put lots of the songs out already.
You know, if I really want to, I can take files and request they get put in. But who knows if that would ever happen? I'd have to ask the student exec board to like put it in there. But CDs. I know how to put that in the system,
okay.
And that's why that's the easiest
I'll
way
make
for
you
me.
CDs.
Other than that, I have to deal with other people to get it in the system, and
I'll
hate
make
that.
You CDs.
Yeah, just
you.
Just burn them.
Yeah.
You know, burn them somehow.
What's that? People don't do that anymore.
Black.
Look it up.
No, I know
that
how
was
to
the
do it.
Blackmore. They stole that reference.
It's crazy, though.
It
like, people don't even
I
use CD players anymore.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It's like,
Dave likes having another conversation. Do I got to turn that mic down?
I'm sorry.
What's going on, Dave? What happened? Are you transmogrifying? What's going on?
He brought it up about giving you just the cover and no CD, and I'm like, yeah, that's another trick they did.
Yeah, don't have Jimmy, don't have conversations with the other guests while I'm talking to Karen.
That's a great idea, because that's what happened.
I don't even get the idea.
I think Spinal Tap did it, and they inspired Metallica.
Get the idea. What is
he
saying?
On the Black album?
Yeah.
And then they made it black because of Ritchie Blackmore one time. Says, I want it to be more than black.
One more.
It all sounds very familiar, but right now I'm trying to concentrate on Karen and Girl
on Top. It's okay, though. I don't care. I'm used to it.
You said to make things funny.
You are very funny.
But that's hilarious.
You are funny.
Three references to a black album cover with no CD in it.
That's...
And it goes back to Ritchie Blackmore.
Was that on something? Is that a Spinal Tap thing or something?
Yeah.
Is it? I don't know. All right. Gigs coming up. Aren't you doing doing the Rat Beach party,
Friday,
aren't you?
Next Friday at 9 p.m. We like the early sets and the C Note in Hull.
That's a 2-weekend thing. We're doing the weekend after.
Oh, you are?
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Do you have a list of the performers that night? I mean, we'll get them.
I have it. I just sent the email out last night, but I can get them right
here.
Let's
figure that out. It wants to tell everyone who else is. Well, that's
happy
a good
to do that.
Yeah.
Let me get you.
Who else is playing with you? What time are you going on that night? What night is it?
We're going on at 9 on Friday.
Friday. Down at the C Note in Hull,
Nantasket.
Yeah,
and I can give you all the other bands right.
Rap second. Beach Party. I guess this is the 5th year.
Yeah, 5th year. We used to play the Rat. We played the last Halloween there.
That's what it is. It's mostly bands who have members who have played the Rat. Not necessarily every band is a rap band, but people in these bands, like every band has people who have played the Rat.
Right.
And
do you want me to say the names?
Yeah. That would be great, Karen.
Okay, my phone keeps doing weird things.
So this is, Friday or Saturday?
Friday.
My phone keeps acting up, so I'll do my best I can.
Should I look it up?
6 o'clock, there's a college-aged band, Extract. 7 right. o'clock, Climate Change, and that is
that's
from
Michael
Weddle's band.
Yeah,
so
Mike
everybody
Weddle's
should
band.
Go to that. And then we got at 8 o'clock, the Grave Dancers. Yeah. And then at 9, Girl on Top. 10,
there you go.
The Mark Silva Band, 11, Mike Travers Band, and Midnight Surreal Soiree Rock Opera. Wow.
Soiree, I think that is, isn't it?
Yes. There you go.
Soiree.
So you guys are 9?
Yeah.
Nine o'clock.
I like the early
That's the
slots.
Important part. 9 yeah. o'clock, Friday, be at the C Note, see Girl on Top.
In Hull,
Massachusetts. Nick, you were saying you wanted to hear Deranged?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Yes. What makes you pick that song?
It's challenging and it has different meters.
All right. Girl on Top, Deranged. Who has a question for Girl on Top? 855-915-9636. It's 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We're here with Girl on Top. Don't worry, it gets lower. That's just that's to scare away the squares. Squares. 91 point, not you, Nick. Nick's pointing at himself. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We're sitting here with Girl on Top. And, yeah, Ray Fernandez was on that last track, right?
Yeah, he just Facebooked you, right?
Yeah, he just said hi. He goes, hey, who's playing drums on that?
Hey, Ray, how you doing? What's happening?
That's cool. Ray's listening in. Yes, Always from Army Nation featuring Ray Fernandez. Before that, Deranged, Sun is Shining, Corporate War Junkies, Money. So... what else is going on?
Oh, wow. What
do you have any other shows before the Rat one coming up?
No, that's it for now.
You got to get some more going, huh?
I thought we were
going
to play one together.
We're supposed to.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, I know. Tom was supposed to get back to me about doing a show at Out of the Blue with you and never did. So, I don't know. And I know he's having a lot of trouble with that place. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, paying the rent. That's why he's having all these, like... benefit for Out of the Blue shows to try and keep it alive.
Well, you know how the music, a lot of people don't go out as much.
Yeah. Do I ever.
Support Out of the Blue.
Support them all. Support anyone who has live bands.
Rock and roll.
Support your local rock bands, folks. Get out there. You can still, you know, with these phones these days, you can still be on your Facebook when you're at the show.
Right.
It's even funner.
Then you get it.
Then you
get.
Then you go. Hey, look what I'm doing. I'm out. I'm not on the couch.
Someday maybe people will come back out again.
Yeah, that's I want to say they're starting to, but nah. I just think it's our cell of people we know go to shows, and I'm happy with that. I wish more did it, but. Definitely wish more came to our shows. They will, though. That's building my own shows.
Definitely.
Yeah. I know you wanted to play one off your iPhone.
Oh, sure.
Why don't we do... you do want to do it right now. All right.
Or we could do... if you're going to do one more, we could do
this last. No. If that's ready, we can do it.
All right. Here we go.
Go ahead.
This is one that John Fannin's producing. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. But we played on it.
Okay, from Karen's iPhone.
And this is
Girl on Top.
You have to guess who this man.
A. Smith.
Fly.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, after I heard your beautiful cover of Seasons of Wither, with Jimmy says he heard before. You must have did that through telekinetics or something, Jimmy, because that's never been out. I thought he might have been thinking of, though, you cover the nice cover of Gimme Shelter.
Oh, thank you.
That's from Lou Cherry Blossoms.
Studio. Lou Miami was in the studio on that one.
Lou Miami was in the studio.
Well, we did that on our 8-track in Dedham, in a basement.
Very cool.
Long time ago.
Fun stuff. Well, I'm sure you guys have crap to get to, right?
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Just looking at the time, I always got to do that. You guys want to do an ID for me? Say anything, and then WMFO in Medford afterwards. We can try and isolate it later, but I can't promise anything.